Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Would you rather be the favorite or the underdog in a game between two great teams? Would you rather be the favorite or the underdog?
Underdog.
Right? How about Philadelphia is a home underdog to San Francisco this
week?
Wow. Right? Philadelphia. I saw that line and went, you're kidding.
What's the line?
3.
Really?
Yeah.
So Vegas is essentially saying if this is a neutral field, San Francisco is a 6-point favorite.
Yes. I went, excuse you, what? So, yes.
I figured it'd be an even, just straight pick them.
I thought Philadelphia would be a very small favorite. I did. I thought they would be a very small favorite, but they happen to be a field goal underdog on their home field. All right, we have some things we need to get to. Let's do it. We call this take two. We have no produced open for this. We should get a produced open. Let's start with the Carolina Panthers. Chris Tabor is the interim coach. He's still the special teams coordinator, and he has a plan for Bryce Young.
I think he has to be himself. I think that, my message to everybody is let's go out and play and have some fun. Play loose. Not reckless, but play loose. Hey, here's my chips. I'm all in. So let's go. And I think that can be comforting to players. And he's going to play well. I just know he will.
I hope he does. I still have incredible faith that Bryce Young is going to be good. I do. I always fall back on my conversations, as many as we have had over like a 12-year period with former ECU coach Steve Logan. We way too often, and honestly, it happens a lot with the national media. If you watch too much ESPN, we fall in love simply with statistics, right? We look at the box score, or we watch the highlights, and we see all of these things happening, and like, oh my gosh, CJ Stroud is the greatest thing we like. People put him in the MVP category, in the MVP discussion.
Yeah, it's like, slow down here.
I'm like, wait a second. Are you telling me that the starting quarterback for a team that might make the playoffs is an MVP candidate over Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, all of these players on great teams that help make them great? Are you telling me that because statistically speaking, C.J. Stroud is having a great year, I'm not even denying that he's the MVP candidate? Get over it. Just because they start talking about it on ESPN, because, not to be disparaging here, as he is about to, but that's like lowest common denominator conversations.
Yeah.
Every week they do, who's ahead in the Heisman race? It ain't a race. I vote. I pay zero attention to the conversations that they are having. No attention at all. I just watch games, and I watch players. I don't care about your Heisman race. I don't care about these. They do it. The MVP has Jalen Hurts passed Patrick Mahomes in the MVP race? I'm like, we have a third of the season left. It's not a race. When the season is over, we'll figure it out. It's not a race. So, but that's the problem, is that we dumb ourselves down.
Oh yeah,
because they dumb it down because they know you'll watch.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace debate. Anyway, all of these conversations about Bryce Young versus C.J. Stroud, they are tiring, and it all stems from the fact that Carolina traded from 9 to 1 and took Bryce Young. Mel Kiper, on what we need to stop doing.
You can't
all of a sudden audible eyes away. You took who you took. I think any discussion about Young and Stroud, to me, is unfair to Bryce. I wouldn't even go there. You know, you made your pick. You don't have to address why we did it, what we were thinking. Just shut up, and that this is your guy. Show some respect for your quarterback. Do not bring up in any discussion C.J. Stroud. He's in Houston. He's got a lot of good things happening there. He's done a great job. That's C.J. Stroud.
It doesn't matter how good C.J. Stroud is. The only thing that matters is how good Bryce Young is. That's it. And I use the example of the 1983 NFL draft. That draft had six quarterbacks taken in the first round. The last quarterback taken in the first round is the best one, Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Dan Marino was the last quarterback taken in the first round in the 83 draft. There was a 30 for 30 on the 83 draft. Jim Kelly was taken in that draft by the Buffalo Bills, middle of the first round. John Elway was the first pick.
Elway.
Right? Elway was the first pick.
Colts.
Yeah, Colts took him, but he was never going to play there, and they traded him for Roy Hinton, who was a tackle. Hinton was drafted fourth by Denver, so they made that swap. Marino is a better quarterback than John Elway. Nobody's saying that Denver lost the draft. Of course, we didn't have stupid TV back then, so we didn't have to have these conversations. But nobody's saying that, well, Denver clearly lost the draft. Buffalo clearly lost the draft because they drafted Jim Kelly. Nah. They all won the draft. They got a franchise quarterback. It doesn't matter as long as Bryce Young becomes the quarterback you wanted to draft. If he's your guy, it doesn't matter what C.J. Stroud does. It doesn't. We have to be better about that.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Talk about disrespect. Tampa's only a 5-point favorite? Like, really? That's how bad Tampa is.
Oh, God.
You're only favored by 5 over the Panthers. So they give you 3 for being at home. So you're telling me on a neutral field, Tampa's only 2 points better than Carolina?
Allegedly.
Get out of here. That just doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, I guess Baker Mayfield's their quarterback, right? So Chris Tabor, the interim head coach, has a plan. I like the song, though.
I think he has to be himself. I think that, my message to everybody is let's go out and play and have some fun. Play loose. Not reckless, but play loose. Hey, here's my chips. I'm all in, you know, so let's go. And I think that can be comforting to players. And he's going to play well. I just know he will.
I happen to think that Bryce Young is going to be an excellent quarterback in this league. I think they have to surround him with players that can help him and players that he can help. Most of these players, Bryce Young cannot help. I apologize to the DJ Charks of the world, but Bryce Young can't help you. You are beyond help at this level, right? DJ Chark think about Ted Ginn and what Ted Ginn was to the Panthers back in the heyday, right? Ginn was an outstanding second or third option, right? I wouldn't even say second option. He was a third option. And they could run the ball like crazy. All Ginn was really was a deep threat. Man, DJ Chark could be that, except that he's like a third of the player Ted Ginn was. Other than that. And he's not reliable physically. Mel Kiper, talent evaluator on the Panthers building around their quarterback.
I just go to the offensive line, Joe. This is a kid who is the smallest quarterback you'll ever see playing in the NFL at this level. I mean, we've had quarterbacks in that 5'10 and change range. Russell Wilson started that going, right? Doug Flutie back in the day. But to have a franchise quarterback be viewed as that at 5'10, 185 to 200, whatever, however it fluctuates during the course of the year, you better have. He can't survive these kind of hits on a week-to-week basis, and he has so far. Give him credit for that. But the offensive line's the pivotal part, and obviously weapons at wide receiver, but it all starts up front.
Am I the only one who's kind of over the he's small? Cam Newton was like a god.
Yeah.
He was a Greek god. Broke. Anthony Richardson looks like Cam Newton. Broke. What are we doing? I'm not saying that Bryce Young will never get hurt. Everybody gets hurt. Every quarterback. And you don't even have to be taking a lot of hits. Bryce Young's been playing football his entire life. He really hasn't broken. Because he's 5'10". You know, buck 80, whatever he is. He's a smart quarterback. Let him be a quarterback. Let him, like, you can't think that way about any position on the field. You can't think about that at quarterback. Just let him go.
Or just give him an offensive line so he actually has time to throw the ball. How about that?
Offensive line is so bad.
It's awful.
It is.
Looks like
so terrible.
Turnstiles on a metro.
And it's and right now the most pressure is coming right up the middle. Nobody in the middle can pass block. Like, Ike Ekwonu isn't even the problem at left tackle, and he's a problem at left tackle. The problem is coming straight up the middle.